Coast Radio News for Friday, January 22nd, 2021. For Coast Radio News, I'm George Henry. Florence City Council meets Monday evening at 5:30. The first item on the agenda is to administer the oath of office to the newly appointed city councilor, Margaret Wisniewski. Wisniewski ran as a write-in candidate during the 2020 election and was brought into the council during a special meeting on January 11th. She and her husband have been members of the Florence community for almost 2 years. City Council will also consider extending the current state of emergency that is set to expire at the end of the month. If approved, a new declaration will be enacted, extending the state of emergency until March 31st. Continuing the state of emergency would also make the city eligible for any special COVID-related funds as they become available. The council will also consider the approving of grant funds for the Florence Emergency Cold Weather Shelter in the amount of $31,000 to, in part, provide pallet shelters. Two more COVID-19 cases have been reported for the Florence area. Even though the numbers continue to rise, there has been a decrease in new cases over the past 2 weeks. There have been 6 fewer cases reported than in the previous 2-week period, as indicated by Lane County Public Health's coronavirus page. There have now been 140 total cases for the 97439 zip code. Lane County is reporting 17 persons currently in the hospital. That number is down from 33 earlier in the week. 101 new cases across the county were also reported yesterday, bringing that total to 8,578. Statewide, there were fewer cases reported this past week than in the previous week. The Oregon Health Authority says the death toll has surged, though. 195 deaths were reported last week, which is the highest weekly number to date. Oregon saw 332 people hospitalized during the week. Yesterday, there were 849 new cases reported and 11 new deaths. The number of Oregonians that have contracted the virus since the beginning of the pandemic is 135,973. OHA is also reporting that they have administered more than 250,000 vaccinations. Oregon has also seen a new shipment of vaccines arrive. More than 150,000 new doses have been made available, bringing the total to 479,329 doses. The latest scam to hit your phone and email is one that promises the chance to avoid lines and get your COVID-19 vaccination ahead of others. Robocalls are offering a chance to move up for a payment of $79.99. Another scam advertises the sale of fake or potentially dangerous treatments and medicines for COVID-19. Authorities are recommending that you do not buy treatments for COVID-19 over the internet or from unsolicited phone calls or emails, and contact local law enforcement if you have been contacted by scammers. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, January 22nd, 2021.